or a legal call at KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It could be tomorrow night before rescue workers are able to drill holes down far enough to reach the four miners who still have not been accounted for in West Virginia. As for right now, West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says they're just watching and waiting.
We know the names of the 18 people still in the mine. Don't know the fate of four of them. And of course, you're wanting to hold on to one of those that we don't know and maybe could be a miracle and could be alive would be yours.
Safety inspectors had warned of dangerous conditions in that mine as recently as last month, and now some in Congress are pushing for tighter enforcement of the rules.
Key House and Senate members promised thorough investigations of the Upper Big Branch mine explosion, with West Virginia Congressman Nick Rahal already talking about the need for tougher safety legislation. Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia promises to leave no stone unturned in his Senate investigation.
ABC's Vic Ratner. It's official U.S. policy now. Nuclear weapons are the response of last resort.
The new policy says no, the U.S. would not use nuclear weapons to respond to a possible attack. Spokesman Robert Gibbs points to this.
A massive conventional arsenal that we believe has an important deterrent effect.
But a nuclear response is clearly still threatened against two outliers, as the president calls them, North Korea and Iran. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
A man from Washington State has been charged with threatening to kill Democratic Senator Patty Murray over her support for health care reform. Here's what it sounded like on the campus of Duke University today.
How sweet it is!
NCAA champs were welcome home. A Pennsylvania court has ruled against a disabled man who tried to get food stamps for his service dog. The man said his dog was a dependent. Markets Dow down 6, NASDAQ up 7. You're listening to ABC News.
If there were 1,000 people in our town, we'd need a few buses to get them around. If the following year there were a lot more people, we'd need a lot more buses. But if we didn't answer the census, we wouldn't know how much we've grown. We'd still have three buses. Three very crowded buses. Answer the census. It's how we get our fair share of funding for the things we need. It's 10 questions and takes about 10 minutes. We can't move forward until you mail it back. 2010 Census. It's in our hands. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau. Learn more at 2010census.gov.
Hi, I'd like to return this.
Okay, first you'll need a receipt.
Not at Kohl's.
And the price tag needs to be on.
Not at Kohl's.
And I can't accept this if you've worn it.
Not at Kohl's.
And you have to be in the 30-day return window.
Not at Kohl's.
Before we can get started.
Return hassles? Not at Kohl's. You can return any item anytime for any reason. No receipt? No problem. You'll get a store credit without one. Shop with total confidence at Kohl's Under Budget Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
For the first time, an airline is charging for carry-on luggage.
Passengers can still bring a purse or backpack aboard for free, but starting August 1st on all Spirit flights, whatever goes in the overhead bin will cost between $20 and $45.
It doesn't hurt anyone, and it helps people either by boarding the plane first or saving money on their ticket.
Chief Executive Ben Baldanza wants to get bags out of the cabin to make boarding and deplaning more pleasant. The carry-on fee is more than what Spirit charges to check a bag. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Centers for Disease Control says the number of babies born in the U.S. dropped in 2008. Fewer babies were born to women in their 20s and 30s, but the birth rate among women in their 40s actually went up 4%. Guess what? Turns out your grandma may have been right when she tried to teach you how to get along with people. ABC's Dave Schreiber explains.
Your grandparents may not be up to speed on computers or cell phones, but new research and proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences show they do know a lot in the area of settling a disagreement or accepting the uncertainties of life. It is called social wisdom. The lead researcher hopes people will be encouraged to assume that older people should be turned to for their take on social problems. A psychology professor said the study proves the idea that wisdom increases with age. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Hey, I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I'll be happy to assist you.
The car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Oh, no.
Police department.
This is OnStar. I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Riddler Brook Court.
Okay, we'll get units out there.
Look for OnStar on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm John Bristow. Here's what's happening. Hundreds of prosecutions have been halted and charges dropped as a result of the San Francisco crime lab scandal. Now there's word the allegations of drug skimming at the lab could be impacting federal cases. State and federal wildlife officials today were awarded nearly $17 million for the restoration of seabird habitats, armed by a series of oil spills from a freighter that sank off the Bay Area coast about a half century ago. And the championship game tonight in the women's NCAA tournament, Stanford and UConn. Terry Rass now with a KGO traffic check.
Oakland crash, northbound 880 before 29th. It's in the center divide, two cars involved. This has you slow from Hagenberger. San Jose, north 87 at Julian, four-car crash, blocking the right lane. JetBlue now offers nonstop service from San Francisco to Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. Land minutes from warm and breezy beaches, waterways, and hotels. Book now at JetBlue.com. JetBlue, happy jetting. Terry Rass, KGO Radio News.
And the Bay Area forecast from KGO's Lloyd Lindsay Young. Sunny and milder today, 60s most areas, sunny and warmer tomorrow, 65 to 70 by the bay, 70s inland. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. What is this world coming to? That's the heading for a whole bunch of our pieces in the monologue today. We ought to talk again about abortion. Texas man facing charges after he filed documents in federal court threatening to use deadly force to stop an abortion if the Supreme Court didn't immediately act to outlaw the practice. Now, last time I looked at how all this works, this isn't quite the way to go about it. So here's this fella. He filed documents saying, now what about this? His religious beliefs entitled him to use deadly force to prevent an abortion. He listed the name of a clinic, address, and a time he's going to show up. I plan on saving at least one human life in Dallas, Texas, he said. And his complaint against the Supreme Court, he's filing a class action lawsuit seeking $999 trillion in damages. Man. That's a lot of money, isn't it? And once again, his religious conviction. What are we allowed to hide under that umbrella? Now, suppose I said my religious conviction says I can kill you if you're going to kill somebody else. Right? It's got to be someplace in the Bible which says you can do that. Old Testament's full of that kind of stuff. Does that make it okay? As I said at the beginning, some strange stuff today. And here you go. Here's a church. Got in trouble, when was that, a couple of years ago, for its incendiary stance against Islam. There's a mayor's race going on in town. They posted a no homo mayor sign. And of course, one of the ways to get after these people is their tax exempt status. Not sure I ever understood why churches are tax exempt. The Church of Scientology, tax exempt? Right? And does a political statement like that jeopardize her tax-exempt status? Well, the church may have heard that message. Now they got a handwritten sign that just says, no homo, because there's a candidate running for mayor who's gay. All right. Let's talk quickly about that urologist. It's gotten to be quite an interesting debate. Debate? Urologist puts a sign outside, says, if you voted for Obama, seek urological care elsewhere. If you voted for Obama, seek urological care elsewhere. Couple of things. Yes, of course, it would have been illegal if he said, if you're Jewish or you're black, seek urological care elsewhere. Little hole in the law on this one, I think. Ethics? Phew. Horrible ethics. If I were in charge, sure, I'd pull the guy's license. For a simple reason. Suppose it said, I got to find something here. If you have red hair, seek urological care elsewhere. And it's the only urologist around. Or you happen to go in, he's been your doctor. You go in to see the doctor. You're not exactly going to be open. You're not exactly going to be relaxed. You're not exactly feeling like you should as a patient. And what would your fear be? Maybe he'll use three fingers when he examines your prostate. Who knows? But it's a really crummy beginning for a patient-doctor relationship. Now, I understand why the guy may be frustrated or ticked off, but isn't that going a little overboard? I know a lot of you don't think so. Well, what about this? From now on, if you voted for John McCain, you are not welcome to ask your medical questions here on this program. We will be the first talk show host talk program in America that will tell you that you're not welcome here. How's that set with you? Does that seem right? Does that seem ethical? Don't criticize me. I'm not even really taking care of you. I'm not even your doctor. So if you approve of this fruitcake's action, then what's wrong with what I just told you? I got a better one for you. First, let's talk quickly about a problem they're having in New York, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this one. They have an exceptionally low number of registered organ donors. Only 13% of people 18 and older. And they're looking at why. Well, a couple of things. First, the form. What do you want to donate? Bone, connective tissue, heart with connective tissue, pancreas with iliac vessels? That's a little rough in terms of the questioning. And then snail mail's involved. All but 5 of 49 states that have organ donor registries allow for electronic signatures, but not New York. But then they come down with something really powerful, says. And this fits in with the American mentality in this particular era of ours. Americans think that a doctor would put less effort into saving the lives of organ donors. So they don't want a doctor to know that they're an organ donor. The number of organs we're losing because of all this in New York alone is huge. But then I thought, what about this? Put on your organ donor card. If you're a liberal, please do not use my organs to save the life of a conservative. How do you feel about that? So you see where this war of words and emotionality leads? I just don't understand why people can't be grown-ups. It's called democracy. Although, you know, it's hard to say. What are we, a constitutional republic or a true democracy? But last time I checked, unfortunately, the majority wins. And you deal with it. But that isn't what's happening nowadays. And so I would like to know, what do you think about this movement of not donating your organs to people you don't like because of their politics? Okay? I hope to hear from some of you on that one. By the way, if you want to know the truth about anything, and it's where I go, and just so happens there's a wonderful article in the Times about a website that a lot of you use, but I love the story of how it got started and about it. In other words, you get one of those emails that's totally an urban rumor. Where do you go to check it? Where do you fact check? Well, you go to Snopes, right? And, you know, those send this email message to 10 friends. Google chief executive says it's a cesspool out there. You betcha. And here's this unassuming California couple, David and Barbara Mickelson, and they run and own Snopes. And everything out of this woman's mouth is just brilliant. I just love her stuff. I'll pepper the following with some of her statements. First, she says, rumors are a great source of comfort for people. Right? A great source of comfort for people. There are other fact-checking websites, like factcheck.org, for instance, you want to check political facts. News that is not fit to print gets through to people anyway these days through 24-hour cable gas bags, partisan talk show hosts, and chain emails, blogs, and websites such as, and it lists a whole bunch of them. What readers need now are honest referees who can help ordinary readers sort out fact from fiction. Now, they didn't start out doing that. They started in 1996 as an encyclopedia of myths and urban legends, building off of a hobby. And they were into folklore. Isn't that great? They used to, you know, they started out with a letterhead of San Fernando Valley Folklore Society. And little by little, it grew into Snopes. Advertisements pay the bills. And despite rumors that we are paid by, depending upon your choice, the DNC, the RNC, etc., not at all. The resources are spent investigating political claims, even though they say politics is the last thing you want to write about. And they go on to all the things that so many of you, unfortunately, believe. Let's talk about something. People keep falling for the same kinds of things over and over again, like the government's trying to poison you, whether it's vaccines or what. How about this one? The rejection and nuance of facts that run contrary to one's point of view. And this is what is happening today. Again, the rejection of nuance and facts that run contrary to one's point of view. And we've done a lot of studies in that. When you get a fixed point of view, boy, you just don't budge. Especially in politics, most everything has infinite shades of gray to it. But people just want things to be true and false. In the larger sense, it's people wanting confirmation of their worldview. Right? And I'm not pointing anybody in particular there. I mean, we're all guilty of that. It's not just the naivete of web users that worries the Snopesters. It's also what they call a trend towards the opposite approach, hyper-skepticism. A trend towards the opposite approach, hyper-skepticism. Now, I'm a skeptic, a deep one. But hyper-skepticism will get you in trouble. In other words, you're skeptical about a flu vaccine that we produced to save your life, you're in trouble. People get an email or a photograph, and they spot one little thing that to them doesn't look right or feel right, and they declare the whole thing is a fake. That's just as bad as being gullible in a lot of senses. They say, we doubt we're having much of an impact. It's not like, well, we have to get out there and defend the truth, Mrs. Mickelson says. When you're looking at truth versus gossip, truth doesn't stand a chance. I gotta love her, right? You want me to repeat that, don't you? When you're looking at truth versus gossip, truth doesn't stand a chance. Whew. Here are a bunch of people assaulting, the board in New York City, Department of Education, about this resolution, A812, to improve nutritional quality of food and beverages available for sale to students. This is a bake sale deal. And explain this to me. The board approved and mandated only 27 snack items that are allowed at a bake sale, all of them prepackaged or approved by the school food office. We are talking about reduced fat Cool Ranch Doritos, brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. Anything homemade is forbidden. So prepared foods, processed food, okay, but homemade food is not. And here's somebody said something that I love. He's a screenwriter and a father of parent of kids in the school. He says, come on, we've had bake sales for 60 years, and childhood obesity is a new thing. I could poke some holes in that, but sounds pretty logical to me. As opposed to the the bake sale Nazis. All right, what about this? Southern California. Who's providing aesthetic surgery? This is a wonderful piece in a plastic surgery journal just to look at the influx of non-plastic surgeons into the field of aesthetics. Now, I'll just quickly tell you here that you got a lot of people getting into all the fillers, you know, the things you inject into your wrinkles. It's hard to kill somebody with that. But a lot of those people start moving into a little more serious stuff like liposuction, which can kill you. And when I look at the list, they actually have it broken down by the number of doctors' locations. Let's look at, for instance, injections for wrinkles. We have psychiatrists. We have 4 pathologists. We have 6 urologists, physiatrists, radiologists, pediatricians, dentists, 19 dentists offering these wrinkle injections, and on up and down the list. Liposuction, a little more serious. Nevertheless, there's a pathologist here, 2 radiologists, 2 urologists, 6 ER doctors, oral and maxillofacial surgeons, OBGYNs, there's 20 OBGYNs doing liposuction in Southern California. Well, of course, plastic surgeons, 761. Otorhinolaryngologist, 169. Dermatologist, appropriate, but I don't get the otorhinolaryngologists. Primary care, ophthalmologist, 23 ophthalmologists doing fat sucking. Be careful. Be careful. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get good at it and learn it, depending upon your background and how much time you spend. But unfortunately, you go away for a weekend, take a course, set up shop, because you know the way a medical license works, and it's practical. It's a practical thing. If I have a medical license, I can do brain surgery on you. It's just for a medical license to say exactly what I can and cannot do would be burdensome. And so the way it is now, it's you got a medical license, we leave it up to the hospitals and other societies and boards to police who gets to do brain surgery. Another one of these women kicked out of a store for breastfeeding. I don't know what we're going to do. Yesterday, the report, right, $15.3 billion could be saved in our national health care tab if almost all women breastfed. And yet, here we go, you know, people still offended by breastfeeding. It's the law, friends. A woman's allowed to do that. All right, you ready? You're going to love this one. Being around sick people. Being around sick people can be good for you? What is that about? It's a serious study. All right, let me give you a phone number now. You will have to state your political affiliation. To Heather before you get on the air. All right, I've got to keep a straight face. Sorry. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Did your retirement investment lose money while Wall Street got bailed out? If so, retirementadvocate.org has a bailout program for you, the hardworking Americans on Main Street. Roll over any retirement account to us and we'll add 11% the very same day. Plus, we'll match 11% on any new funds you contribute for the next 7 years. Call 800-670-1615 and give yourself an 11% match for 7 straight years. That's 800-670-1615.
When did your life stop being fun? When did you start giving in to your anxiety, your worry, your fear, and depression? At what time did you stop being able to snap out of it? If being happy seems like something you'll never feel again, it doesn't have to feel that way. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, and panic attacks until I took control of my life. That's why I founded the Midwest Center, so people like us could have somewhere to turn to find help. And to help you even more, I'm giving away my powerful free CD to everyone who calls in. You deserve to be happy, and there really is something you can do to help yourself, starting right now. Please call for your free CD. Call now.
Please call right now, and we will send you a powerful, life-changing CD absolutely free. Call 800-210-8225. That's 800-210-8225. Call 800-210-8225 now.
Each morning was the same. After the kids left for school, she would quietly retreat to her bathroom and count out the prescription pain pills. The counting started after her surgery a year ago. Now she was up to 50 pills a day. When she looked into her husband and children's eyes, she felt terrible. But the pills were the answer to her problems. She was desperate. She needed help. She was me.
Maybe you're ready to become the responsible mother you long to be. We're MPI, and we've successfully treated people just like you for nearly 30 years. Safe Detox, a caring, experienced staff and individualized programs that fit your needs. Call MPI for a free, confidential assessment on our 24-hour hotline at 510-652-7000. That's 510-652-7000.
Make the call.
Call MPI at 510-652-7000. MPI is a service of AltaBates Summit Medical Center, a member of the Sutter Health family.
With your health? Just call Dr. Dean Adell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Claudia. How you doing, Claudia?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Dr. Dindell. I'm so happy to have caught hold of you. And so I'm calling from California on behalf of my friend. He's been, like, 3 years ago, he was diagnosed. He had a, he has dextrocardia, the heart being on the right side. And he's doing perfectly fine. There's no such, like, heart disease or heart, I mean, any kind of symptoms like that.
How old is he? I missed that.
He's, like, about 29, 30 years now.
Okay.
He was diagnosed 2 years ago that he has, on the right side. And since 2 years, he had no problems. Even right now, he doesn't have. But off late, he was going on with a relation with his girlfriend. And he happened to inform and, be honest with her. And that's when, issues started. He's now so concerned because the relation broke up. And he's now concerned about what's his, what are the risk factors ahead of him or what kind of tests and treatments he needs to, be taking on.
Well, go back for a second. Why did the relationship break up?
They did some kind of internet survey and spoke to a few cardiologists, and it seems they believe that this could run in families.
Okay.
They're concerned about, what if the kid's going to have.
Right.
I'm really fair for their concern, but just wanted to help him out.
Sure. I can help. My head was going towards, is he conservative or liberal? He's got his heart to the right. You see, there's a reason God made our hearts on the left, you see. You want to make a political statement, there's one for you. Having your heart on the other side can be as simple as it's just a mirror image of normal. This is actually the rarest scenario, and it's perfectly fine. It's just flip-flops, and that's that. But there are other heart, and he needs to be checked by a high-end, cardiologist, and at his age he's not have problems, so I think he'll be okay, and maybe he's one of those rarer types, because often other heart defects can go along with it. It is not due to genetics. So if he had children, it should not show up in a child. But, anything can happen. And so other things that happen is even the other organs, the spleen can be missing, or the lungs can flip-flop, and there are intestinal problems. I'm misspeaking a little. It can run in families, but it seems to me it doesn't run so specifically that you can count on it, like if you had a dominant gene or something like that. And I always hate to see, our relationships are what they are. If you're starting out a relationship, you have fears. Okay. But I'd hate to see somebody give up the love of their life for something like this, where there are things that can be done. You can look for it ahead of time. So if he's completely normal and, no blue skin, no problem breathing, and he's been to a doctor, then he's fine. But it can be very, very complicated. And as I said, there can be other heart defects and other organs that get involved. So I'll leave it from that. All right, let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Good afternoon, Dr. Dindell. I want to thank you for your comments about left and right politically. I've been a diehard liberal for years.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you about liposuction. I have gynecomastia, which I believe is genetic in my family. My father had it. And
sure.
I've been talking to different plastic surgeons about different types of liposuction, and each one touts their version better than the others. I'd like to know if you could help me sort that out, including efficacy and side effects and downtime and such.
Yeah, you ought to be fine. And you know what I'm finding with plastic surgeons? If you're seeing a certified plastic surgeon, it's more what they're comfortable with. Some people can drive different kinds of automobiles equally, and some like another kind. With most of the ways we do liposuction for gynecomastia in a plastic surgeon's hands, I'd go with a doctor that you like, and you shouldn't have many problems. And that is a good treatment for it. I'm Dr. Dindell, 1-800-548-TALK. We'll be back and talk about hanging around sick people.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A man convicted of three murders in San Francisco tried to challenge the drug lab evidence during his trial. City leaders are concerned that the newly revealed problems at that drug lab might jeopardize his conviction. The city of Los Angeles is so short of money, the mayor has a plan to close all offices for 2 days a week starting on Monday. Only police, fire, and those that generate revenue would be exempt. Spirit Airlines will start charging for carry-on bags as of August 1st. A fee as high as $45 will apply to bags put in the overhead bins, not those under the seat. This is KGO.
Attention to all Americans struggling with medical bills and credit card debt. Due to the economic crisis, a program approved by the United States government now may eliminate 100% of your medical bills and credit card debt entirely. This program is now available to the general public through the Chapter 7 Federal Bankruptcy Act and here to offer Americans a fresh start during these hard economic times. We have one goal in mind with this program, and that is to allow Americans to keep their homes, cars, and personal property while eliminating 100% of your debts for good. For more information and to see if you qualify for this government-approved program, call the American Bankruptcy Hotline today. 800-305-4770. Over 1.5 million Americans are expected to take advantage of this opportunity this year alone. While the economy is getting worse and worse, there is no better time than now to file bankruptcy on your debts and walk away from 100% of it for good through this program. For more information, call America's Bankruptcy Hotline now. 800-305-4770. 800-305-4770. Again, that's 800-305-4770.
Hi, I'd like to return this.
Okay, first you'll need a receipt.
Not at Kohl's.
And the price tag needs to be on.
Not at Kohl's.
And I can't accept this if you've worn it.
Not at Kohl's.
And you have to be in the 30-day return window.
Not at Kohl's.
Before we can get started.
Return hassles? Not at Kohl's. You can return any item anytime for any reason. No receipt? No problem. You'll get a store credit without one. Shop with total confidence at Kohl's Under Budget Sale this Tuesday and Wednesday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
When was the last time you got a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Look, your tax problem could get worse unless you get help. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation. You could save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call 800-539-9208. That's 800-539-9208.
All remodeling contractors are not alike. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Contractors have a terrible reputation for taking the customer's money and running as fast as they can. System Pavers has spent nearly two decades providing quality and service to reverse that ugly trend. Just ask our 35,000 satisfied customers why they depend on System Pavers for their outdoor home makeovers. We offer a 30-day money-back guarantee and a 25-year comprehensive warranty. That's unheard of in the remodeling industry. Another indication is the volume of repeat business from customers that ask us to add additional products to their existing installations, interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, outdoor lighting, and custom built-in barbecues. Click systempavers.com or call us 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002, 888-PAVE-002.
World-class cardiovascular physicians at Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute treat the most complex cardiac cases in California. We offer the best heart valve replacement survival rates in the nation, the best cure rate for AFib ablations, top-rated heart attack interventions, and nationally ranked stent survival rates. We're easy to reach on the San Francisco Peninsula, so please learn more at sequoiahearts.com. At Sequoia, there is hope.
There's Millions, and then there's Mega Millions. With huge jackpot drawings every Tuesday and Friday, play Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a buck could do.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I got another thought. Suppose you want, you know, the form says, what do you want to donate as an organ? Suppose you click the box, says, I want to donate my liver, and then go out and drink yourself to death. Just destroy your liver, and then check the box which says you only want to transplant it into a conservative. You see, if you're a liberal. See, all kinds of ways we can have fun with this thing, short of another civil war. All right, let's talk about hanging around sick people. This coming from the University of British Columbia. Quite interesting, only because If the same numbers I'm looking at here held up in a large, large study, I'd have to say another one of those amazing things that our body does just by looking at visual cues. You ready? Looking at sick people. Well, I'll tell you what they did first. They had people, young adults, watch a slideshow containing a series of unpleasant photographs. Now, some of the pictures included people who looked sick in some way. You know, others were just people brandishing guns, et cetera, et cetera. And then they measured in the blood system levels of immune function. IL-6 was one that they used here. It's a substance produced by your immune system. It says, you know, you're ramping up for a big fight. And sure enough, people looking at pictures of sick people, it went up. People looking at other kinds of pictures, control pictures, did not. And so it's not a response to stress because, as I said, some of the pictures were auto accidents and people holding guns. And, well, the problem is you might want to look at pictures of sick people, like people with a cold or something, because if you go near them, then you're going to get sick. And the whole study would produce the opposite results because you're hanging around sick people. You're going to get the disease maybe less often than you might if you really look them in the eye. So, as I said, this is a kind of a thing that I would have no reason to doubt. I mean, the body does stranger things than that, but need a larger study. All right, let's talk to Gladys. How you doing, Gladys?
Yes.
You're on the air, dear.
Okay. Somebody, I guess it's coming from China, and it's the first new... And it says Omega worldwide, and they come out with a pencil, and it's supposed to be full of crystals, and they wave it around and point it at you, and it's supposed to do away with pain and arthritis, et cetera. Have you heard of this?
Where'd you see this?
A lady comes out and tries it on you and then sells you one of these for $250.
Oh, my goodness, Gladys, you didn't buy it, did you?
No. I just wanted you to be aware, you know.
Yeah, I got you. No, that is preposterous. That lady should be put in jail. You know, she got conned, basically, because she doesn't understand what's happening, or she does, which is how I divide, you know, quacks and con artists. There are those who really just, you know, mistakenly believe in something, and they become zealous about it. And then there are those who really want to rip you off. They know what they're doing. You know, the line from the movie, health is a open sesame of the sucker's wallet. And there's nothing I know of that you can wave all over the body to cure your ills, so I congratulate you for being a skeptic. But I'm afraid that this thing didn't get launched because people were not buying it. And that's the issue. Listen, you look at this thing that has fooled many major governments and police and military forces that actually Thailand still insists on using them. It's a magic wand that's supposed to pick up drugs. Like on the other side of the field, like you go down a corridor in a high school and you carry this thing. And and you point it at all the lockers, and it'll tell you if there's drugs or weapons. It's being used by many militaries to look for explosives at checkpoints. Does that make you feel secure? And the British company that was making this, you know, has issued, the British government actually saying, anybody who bought this stuff, you know, you got ripped off. $20,000 each? So there is no end to gullibility. It affects all walks of life, and it's sad. It's sad to me, but listen, it's a living. What can I tell you? So yes, I would avoid it, and I can just imagine the copy. I mean, I could write the copy for them. You know, it's like maybe you could say remote qigong. That you know, you throw in a few weird sounding words that come from Asia, and people just go gaga for it. Whoa. All right, let's talk to, Thomas. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm well, Dr. Dean. Hey, on the political front first, you know, I don't want my liver donated to someone who I know volunteered to destroy their liver through alcohol or substance abuse.
Yeah, well, and I would say, no, you destroy your liver and then give it to somebody else. The opposite. No, I agree with you.
A little relationship problem. I almost feel like I should have called Dr. Laura.
Yes, go ahead.
My girlfriend snores, and it's reaching the point where it's near the break point.
oh my gosh, well, I can, well, get rid of her. I mean, that's what Dr. Laura would tell you, would she? No, of course. Listen, does she knows she snores, right? She's not in denial about it. Maybe ever tape recorded her, or she knows she has a problem, right? Is that a yes?
Sisters, one older, one younger, both snore. Her snoring keeps her up, or actually wakes her up at night.
I'll bet it does.
Yeah, she's gone through nasal sprays, gone through decongestants. She's even went through the sleep study out there at San Ramon. And the sleep tech said that she did not have apnea, but did acknowledge that she snored, and that no particular position changed it. So here's what I got. I got a nasal snore and a throat snore, two very distinct ones. And I thought the nasal snore might be perhaps extra flap in her sinuses that might be hereditary with her and her sisters. And the throat snore, the MD mentioned that she had a fleshy uvula.
Yes, that's and that's why they go after this. I mean, I you're asking a pretty good question in terms of if you snore, but no one has picked up sleep apnea. And by the way, one sleep study in a foreign place, to me, I'm not so sure I wouldn't repeat that in a few months just to be sure. Heavy snoring like that, the rates of apnea are very, very high. So you want to be sure of that, because the question I'm asking myself is snoring alone worth treating? Well, I'm listening to your story. You betcha. You do want to keep her. I mean, she's a keeper or not?
I think so. This is the one thing that's killing us.
Oh, you shouldn't let that kill you. Absolutely don't let that kill you. I mean, I know long-term married 50-year happy couples, and they've resorted sometimes to sleeping in separate rooms if they have to, but sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder. There's a lot of things that you can try and do, from simple... Well, first of all, let's get rid of the snoring first and see what happens. The gold standard is the CPAP machine, and they make all kinds of new devices that fit over the nose and they're not as cumbersome, and that should stop it. Short of that, there are these appliances, dental appliances that you can wear in the teeth and move the jaw forward and move the tongue forward that may or may not help, depending on, as you mentioned, the nasal and the throat and the floppy uvula. They even remove the uvula in some cases. I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, there are procedures. I'm not sending her off for surgery yet. But to save a marriage or a relationship, she might want to consider that. And you got to get her cooperation with this. So I would try the easiest things first, because it'll help her sleep. And that would be one of these, dental things. Although you might want to invest in the CPAP machine and get it over with and at least get it cured and have her feel what it's like to get a decent night's sleep. And then she may become a believer and want to get more aggressive in treating it. And yes, it's floppy, soft tissues. The size of your neck has something to do with it. Even, the physical, as you mentioned, the physical shape of her throat can have a lot to do with it. It's actually a complex deal. So I would talk to somebody about curing the snoring anyway, even if there's no apnea, because there's a relationship that's pending on this deal. And then let me know how that does, and we'll go from there. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Saving money is all the rage these days. Kind of the in thing to do, like growing a beard. Well, here's a tip for you. You could save hundreds on your car insurance by switching to GEICO. And then you could look all fancy with your beard and brag. Look at me. Look at all the money I save with GEICO. You don't even have to mention me. Although, for the record, I've been talking about saving money long before it was ever cool. Now, if only I could grow a beard.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The A's have something special. It's called heart. And if everybody in the world shared the heart of an Oakland A's baseball player, the world would be a better place. Kids would jump on the chores. My car would be ready on Tuesday, not Friday. The chef at the cafeteria would take the mystery out of the mystery meat. That's right. If everyone played with the heart and passion of the Oakland A's, the world would be a better place. The Oakland A's. Green collar baseball.
On Saturday, April 17th, come get a Roy Steele bobblehead presented by NetSuite. For tickets, go to OaklandAthletics.com.
At some point in her life, 1 in 8 American women will develop breast cancer. 1 in 8. But since nobody knows when, the best protection is early detection. That's why many consider El Camino Hospital to be their breast defense against cancer. We're the South Bay's most comprehensive breast health center, and we're way ahead of the curve. With sophisticated diagnostic tests, including digital mammography, breast ultrasound and MRI, and genetic testing for hereditary risk factors. If we find something suspicious, we offer minimally invasive biopsies. If treatment is necessary, our Cancer Center team is a fighting force, standing by you with powerful, leading-edge options in medicine, radiation, and surgery, all performed by experts who are fellowship and subspecialty trained. For care that's truly best in breast, turn to El Camino Hospital. For details, visit www.elcaminohospital.org/breasthealth. That's elcaminohospital.org/breasthealth.
Heads up.
Individuals with access to the best business information have the greatest chance of success.
Double up.
In the new Business Report, the San Francisco Chronicle and Bloomberg combine their resources to deliver a daily section that's smarter, broader in scope, and better than ever.
Smarten up.
Find the latest information from two impeccable resources about stocks, real estate, jobs, personal finance, high tech, and more. Pick up the new Business Report from the Chronicle with Bloomberg. Call 1-800-310-2455 to subscribe.
And now, a few words from the boss.
KGO Radio's 30th annual Curathon to raise money in the war against leukemia and lymphoma takes place this weekend. But don't worry if you already have plans for the weekend. We'd be glad to take your donation right now. Just go to KGORadio.com or send a check made out to the Leukemia Society and mail it to 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111. Any amount will help. And you'll enjoy the weekend more knowing you've helped make a difference. I'm Mickey Luckoff. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back. Let's talk to Ruthie. How you doing, Ruthie?
Good, thanks.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your question?
I'm BRCA2 positive. I have been recommended by my medical team to get a prophylactic mastectomy.
You know, what are you positive? I didn't hear that.
BRCA2.
Oh, BRCA2. Okay.
So I just wanted to get your opinion on that. I'm 36 years old.
I got to tell you something, Ruthie. You are going to have to do your homework. There was a piece recently that you might want to dig up out of the New York Times that discussed all this. I may even in the next break be able to pull it out and get you a date. And it really, it condemns the practice for something, I mean, without your family. You have a lot of your family history. You got sisters, mothers, and all that who have come down with breast cancer?
That's right.
How many? How about, tell me, your mother?
My mother, my aunt, my cousin, and then my sister and my cousin are BRCA2 positive but haven't been affected.
Right. This is a decision that really comes down to, A, the odds. In other words, you need to get the exact numbers, the percentage chances that you have of getting breast cancer, and even then of getting the kind of breast cancer that would be difficult to treat. And then you got to factor in something else that's really, really powerful and that drives the prophylactic mastectomy business, and that is your emotional state. And I wouldn't blame you for succumbing to it. I find often that there are women who, when it comes to mastectomies, look at the reconstruction thing as something positive. It depends how they would do the mastectomy. Sometimes it's done with implants, sometimes it's done with actually reconstructing the breast with fat tissue, etc. What the sacrifices will be. And I see a lot of cases of women getting mastectomies, even when they're diagnosed with, quote, cancer. Like DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, is not cancer. It's not going to turn into cancer. And yet you get a biopsy back with it. I see women getting both of their breasts removed. That's overkill. And I don't know whether the doctors aren't sitting down and explaining this to people, or, as I suspect, which I can appreciate and understand, even if we explain it to you, we are emotional beings. We are not objective, factual beings. We're not adapted to that. We're adapted more to emotions. And it's still going to be upsetting to think you have something that has, I mean, the wrong thing with DCIS is the fact that they use the C word in there. Ductal carcinoma means cancer. But ductal carcinoma in situ means it's in a place and it's not going to spread. This is a terribly complex decision, Ruthie, and you need to get all the facts. And I, even though that undermines what I just said, because at least you know you will have done your homework, and then discuss in the kind of reconstruction they would do and whether you'd be happy with that. And I see a lot of women who think that this is a substitute for breast augmentation. and they want different shape or larger breasts, and it is not exactly. So don't fall for that. There are a lot of issues here, a lot of issues here. So as I said, I can't get into your particular case, but I can tell you just being positive for BRCA2 in and of itself, to me, is not an indication. And yet, who am I to say? If someone told me there was an equivalent gene and it had to do with prostate cancer, you know, maybe I'd consider it. But I sure know the side effects of getting my prostate removed, and I might just change my mind because of that, because life is a gamble. And you guys, if someone doesn't give you numbers and wants you to make a decision, then I don't think that's fair to you. You got to have the numbers. And if I told you there's a 5% chance that you'd wind up with breast cancer, how do you feel about that versus 20, 25? And the numbers, I think, if you look at them, you will find positive. You're very young. You have time to think about this, a long time to think about this as we develop new guidelines. And yes, breast cancer can occur in women in the 30s, but it's terribly rare. And when it does, it often is in women who have major genetic changes that support it. BRCA2 all by itself in one of them. And that's all things, you know, I'm controlling for all the things that, you know, possibly might be different in your situation. So you're doing the right thing, asking questions, Ruthie, okay? And, you know, I'd support you whatever you wanted to do because I can't factor in that emotional part, all right? Let's talk to, let's take a quick break. Almost plunge. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
Are you up to your eyeballs in credit card debt, afraid to answer your phone, falling way behind on your payments? Well, I'm going to give you a solution. Covenant Debt Solutions. And they'll typically cut your monthly payments in half, have you out of debt in 24 to 36 months while avoiding bankruptcy. Covenant Debt Solutions has partnered with one of the nation's largest, most successful debt settlement companies to help you get debt free. Now, there are a lot of companies out there that frankly are scamming this system. Who do you trust? Well, I want you to look at their guarantee on their website, the Covenant Promise. It protects you, insures you about the best possible solutions to your debt problems. These guys do it right. They have the credentials. They know what they're doing. And frankly, this literally is one of the most ethical companies out there. Call 877-900-2286. 877-900-2286. Ask for the Covenant Promise. The website, 900bills.com. That's 900bills.com. 900bills.com.
Where would you rather see Bay Area kids spending their time? Out in the streets with the drugs, the violence, the gangs, the predators? Or with caring friends and communities where they're safe, secure, and away from the negative temptations that are out there? The choice is easy to make, but because of California's budget crisis, the streets are gaining a big advantage. At EMQ Families First, they're doing all they can to protect children with prevention and early intervention programs for drug addiction, domestic violence, in-home and school-based services protecting over 18,000 children and family members. Now, they could use your help, too. Donations are needed, and every penny you give helps keep Bay Area kids off the streets and with the safe, caring, healthy families that they deserve. For more information on EMQ Families First and the many other ways you can help, please visit their website at helpkids.org. That's helpkids.org. Do it now, because the streets are no place for kids.
Here's what Adam Stone, president and CEO of DTools, says about doing business in Concord.
Concord is a place that encourages entrepreneurship and is very friendly to the tech and green business sector. Concord's central location is economical for DTools and their employees. Reducing cost is important to us because the software industry is extremely competitive and Concord gives us that advantage. My company is DTools and Concord is home to my business.
For more information about moving your business to Concord, visit ConcordFirst.com.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm a bit of a rookie when it comes to lawn care. Can you help me?
Can we ever?
Yeah?
Lowe's and Scott's are putting on a lawn care clinic Saturday, April 10th.
Really?
Yeah, you can get expert advice and some sweet offers on Scott's lawn care products.
So you think we can get my lawn looking pro?
Scott's is the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball, so I think you'll be playing ball in no time. Just be sure to show up Saturday, April 10th for our Scott's lawn care clinic.
I'll be there.
Experience. Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. All right. It's the March 8th. March 8th, New York Times says, after cancer, removing a healthy breast. It gives you some background and all of that. Let's talk to Virginia. How you doing, Virginia?
Hi, Dr. Dinadel. I have low blood pressure. I've always had it. Runs in my family. It runs approximately, I'm 55 years old. I weigh 130 pounds, and I smoke a half a pack of cigarettes a day.
Okay.
It normally runs around 95 over 55, sometimes 90 over 50. And then it'll drop down far as, say, 80 over 40, 70 over 45, over 35. That's when I start fainting, you know, and then everything on the wall just comes down, and I get real dizzy. My question is twofold. One is, are there any adverse side effects? I know there is with high blood pressure, but I don't know about low blood pressure, other than, of course, the fainting.
Yes, yes. Does this happen a lot when you stand up from a seated position, or can it happen to you any position, any time?
Just about any position, any time, although the dizziness happens when, like, I wake up in the morning or I'm sitting down getting up. That's the dizziness.
Yes. Well, you know something? In America, this is one of those things where doctors in Europe differ. In America, we don't get too excited about this, even though you're kind of suffering and figure, hey, that's a good thing. 90 over 50 is pretty good. You know, I'm not sure what the official definition is. Like, the official definition for high blood pressure, for low blood pressure, is probably a little more vague. But in Europe, especially in Germany, they treat it with drugs that raise your blood pressure in the belief that it helps with some of the symptoms, and that they see a lot of people who are fatigued. They think a lot of folks who think they have chronic fatigue syndrome may actually have this, but most of them have had their blood pressure taken and know it. And there is a real question whether it causes symptoms or not. Certainly, it gets to a point where there's not enough head of pressure to maintain blood flow to your brain, and that's, you need blood flow to your brain to stay upright and, to not feel faint. So you're kind of caught in the middle. I've heard doctors say, well, eat a lot of salt. You got to raise your blood pressure. Do all things you tell people not to do so they don't get high blood pressure. That's never been tested in any large study, as far as I know of. And as I said, sometimes doctors in Germany give you like amphetamines and those kinds of drugs to raise your pressure. So I don't know of any long-term medical effects other than a little bit of faintness and possibly fatigue. So I just hang in there. Seems okay. Most people out there would love to have your blood pressure. Now, why you have that and what the history of it is all a mystery at this point. All righty, that is the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
D.R. Horton, America's builder, has begun the countdown to the end of the federal tax credit. Eligible buyers must purchase by April 30th and close escrow by June 30th. It's time to use it or lose it, and D.R. Horton wants to make it easier for you to use it by offering to match the up to $8,000 federal tax credit for qualified buyers. So instead of 8,000 reasons for first-time buyers to visit the D.R. Horton communities, you now have up to 16,000 reasons to visit this weekend. Offer applies to select homes only at Carrington Manor, Chelsea Place and Barrington Estates at Southtown and Vacaville, Montclair in Manteca, Liberty in Lathrop, Amberley in Brentwood, and for the model grand opening in Morgan Glen in Morgan Hill. Buyer must use seller's affiliated lender, DHI Mortgage Company Limited, to receive incentive. Department of Corporation's California Residential Mortgage Act License number 4130364. It's time to use it or lose it. Visit drhorton.com and federalhousingtaxcredit.com for details.
Hey, it's Gil Gross here, still seeing better than 2020 thanks to Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. You know, since my last LASIK procedure 2 years ago, Dr. Hiver has introduced a new breakthrough in laser vision correction. This is called all-laser LASIK, and it's a safer, faster, more precise way to fix your distance vision. So what about you? You ready to get rid of your glasses and contact lenses? Then you'll want to act now, because Dr. Hiver's special introductory price on all laser LASIK ends June 30th, when prices will increase $150 per eye. So here's your chance to see better than 2020 with clear, sharp night vision and to lock in this special low introductory price. So call now. Schedule your free all laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V as in vision, ER.com.
And I'm also Gil Gross. And we're going to be talking